that's how it goes, episode 2. We have amazing guests today joining us, Nick and Jimmy. Thank you for coming and being with us today.
Thank you.
I would like to start with Nick. Can you tell us more about yourself?
Sure. I'm the CEO and founder of Earl Global, a digital marketing agency that I set up 2 years ago now. And yeah, it's been running great. We mainly do SEO, Google Ads, PPC, social media, and website design.
So many things.
Yes.
Together. And Jimmy, how about you?
I have quite a little interesting background. So yes. I'm the founder and CEO of a dating app called Spark. And my goal is to fix modern dating. It's been 3 years in the making. Mm. And we're using heavy artificial intelligence in the future to try to solve that very big problem.
Yes, very interesting.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm curious to hear about more, especially from this AI part of it, right?
Yes, yes, today. Definitely.
But you're married, I'm single, so I'm more.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point also.
Especially
yeah,
in Dubai, yeah, because yeah. I think the okay. scene in Dubai is crazy.
It's
the dating scene is
it's a mess. Let me be clear. It's a giant mess.
You are right. Now I regret from what I said. You know, I have to leave, guys.
Why it's a mess?
I cannot talk about the dating app by being married.
Why it's a mess? That's a good question. Because look, and I always compare it to how our parents met. Our parents never used technology or apps. They just met organically at a restaurant or with common friends. But right now, that's not even happening. Right now, people, especially men, have become more introverted, more insecure, lack of confidence. And women, from my humble opinion, have become much more, I like to say, powerful because they know what they want. And because of men's insecurities, women are not finding those men to at least...
So it changed.
The dynamics changed. But yeah. Right now, I'm just fixing a very common problem, is getting you on a date quickly. Dating apps, they're not getting you on a date quickly because that's not their business model. They don't want you to go on a date quickly because they want you to stay on the app. And I'm doing the opposite. I'm like, okay, I'm putting you in front of the person. Hopefully, it translates into a second, third, and fourth date. But right now, I'm just solving one problem, is getting you on that date.
Yes.
That's it. And then we have other plans to keep you on dates up until
you move into a
relationship.
We will dive into it.
I can't say too much because we're working on something very confidential, but I can give you like some quick highlights if you want.
Okay, sure.
Sure.
And Nick, what made you move from UK to Dubai? And when you come here, first time when you came, what was your vision?
So I came a few years ago now. It was a holiday lads trip. So we were in college or university. And it was for a friend of mine's birthday. And that was my first time. So yeah, it was great. Enjoyed it. Did the whole thing of renting a supercar out, go to all the fancy restaurants. And then I began to notice the way people do business here compared to the UK. It's a lot more experimental. People are a lot more on the handshake. Face value goes a long way, which I'm sure you guys know as well. I really liked the vibe. And I just felt, okay, this is something I need to work towards. Let me get to this place. And then, of course, the tax benefits here as well compared to the UK.
Of course.
Yeah.
So for the business owners, that's a plus.
Comparing to the rest of the world, actually.
Yeah, yeah. I agree.
100%. So, that's what brought me here. And then, I finished university on the 14th of May, 2023. And the 15th of May, 2023, I was in Dubai starting up.
In a short time, you came here.
Within 24 hours, I was here. Yeah.
Quick decision.
Yes.
Yeah. And would you like to give any advice, maybe who is in 20s and thinking about moving to abroad, especially to Dubai, for business, it can be for family.
Yeah. So I can give advice from what I've done myself.
Yeah.
And the best thing I'd say is have a plan. One thing that I probably didn't have as structured was a plan. So my first 6 months were very hard here. And I'm always very open and honest about that with everyone I meet. And then I try doing everything myself as well. Of course, when you come to a new country, you're learning about new taxes, new legislations.
Sure, especially for business, you need to have a business plan, right?
Exactly. Yeah, so I don't think, obviously, at my age, I didn't come with that at all.
No,
so,
believe me, for me also, it was same. I was like, I am doing this and didn't have a proper plan for the business.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have a major problems, but of course it was a mess in the beginning.
Mm. So yeah, that's the main advice I give. Have a plan, be structured, have no doubts. If you're going to do something, you know, do it. Because I see a lot of people come out here within 6 months, they're gone. And it's unfortunate to see, but I guess you have to have that grit to keep going, even when you keep getting declined on decline on whatever it is that you're doing. And yeah, perseverance.
How is it going so far?
It's going well. Yeah, it's going well.
And are you happy to be here?
I am extremely happy to be here. I mean, in the sun right now, it's a little bit challenging.
But otherwise,
very happy to be here.
Yeah, Burak, would you like to?
Yeah, I mean, I was a bit curious about how do you guide your clients regarding TikTok market in Dubai?
So with TikTok, we don't go into it too much. We look into social media, but it's mainly for things like fintechs, banking systems that we work with on the social media side. And we mainly do LinkedIn, Instagram. We mainly focus on these platforms just because we specialize in it. And we look to kind of grow that and help them as much as possible, because what I like doing mainly with my company is niching everything down.
Mm.
So we niche to a few different sectors and then, yeah. We nail the hammer on its head and we just go full driving force in to help them as much as possible.
And generally the digital marketing landscape look like in Dubai for you?
I think it's brilliant. I get a lot of mixed opinions on this because
we have so many companies in digital marketing, exactly. Right, in Dubai?
Exactly. So this is the thing. This is why I get a lot of mixed opinions. And it's the case of, that the reason I started it in the first place, because I truly believe digital marketing, marketing as a whole is something that cannot be removed by AI. It will always be there in some shape or form for every single company. And on top of that, your customer is everyone and anyone, from the bank down the road
to small businesses,
the dental practice or the shop, the local shop.
Everyone needs marketing.
Exactly.
At the end of the day, yeah.
Exactly. So I think as much as there is a lot of agencies here, the demand is also here, especially in Dubai, with more and more companies opening up every single day. And we thrive on trust. A lot of our customers love us because we trust, and most of our customers come off recommendation, which is great.
Yeah.
I think the old models are changing for social media and marketing.
Yeah.
What do you think? Digital marketing is becoming more popular because even for the retail, e-commerce and the other things are becoming easier for people, for customers as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this digital marketing, where do you see in 5 years maybe?
I see it expanding with AI 100%, just because there's a lot of stuff happening with more companies going from the traditional routes to now looking at changing their minds and adding on a platform where they can essentially sell online, or depending on what they do, but have some kind of online platform. And it's great to see, because obviously people are seeing the statistics where more people are ordering things from their mobile phones.
Yes.
More people want to have an easy life, essentially.
Yes.
Humans are becoming lazier, and that's just the fact. And I guess we are essentially playing with that and helping these businesses to get as much, you know, traction as possible.
Yeah, sure.
Like one thing that I'm curious about is the digital marketing. Of course, like right now, it's something that you cannot avoid it from the world we live right now. But like, if you consider like the different age groups between your clients, okay, what are the differences? How they take it? For example, let's say a company owner on his 50s, the main difference from a new startup of a young man, you know, this old school guy, takes it, you know, because he had the days, he lived the days that there was no internet. So it's totally different for him to be in this digital era. And I'm curious about it, how, like, let's say, not old, but like older middle-aged people react on this digital marketing stuff.
Amazing question. amazing question. And it's the case of, the reaction is completely different. You have to explain things a lot more thoroughly with people that are older and haven't gone into that type of marketing yet. But it actually is good for me because I get to kind of show my knowledge.
Yeah.
I get to educate. I get to become a teacher in a way. And it helps me.
Yeah, and when you try to teach them, okay, what are the limits or barriers for you to convince an over middle age? How do you teach it, basically?
So for me, it's mainly sitting down. So face to face, I'll go and see them. For example, just in the last week, I've had a few restaurant owners above 50 years old. I go sit down with them. I go speak to them. I show them on a laptop exactly what we're doing, exactly what we're going to do. And I wouldn't say convince them or sell to them, because I wouldn't say I sell in that way. I am essentially a doctor. They have a problem, I'm fixing it. So explaining to them exactly what needs to be done and how we're going to do it and what effects it will have and what benefits it'll have to them. Showing that from our past clients, from our current clients, from ongoing things we're doing right now, it really helps. And it gains that trust more than anything.
Yeah. So it's a challenge also for you, but this is how you improve also yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah. Great. Cool.
Walid, do you have any questions?
Yes, I think it's a question for every entrepreneur. And maybe the question can go for both of the guys is, how hard do you think it is, not just to build the business, but to sustain it? Because you've been 2 years, you've been three. You're in a market that's very saturated, because I come from personal training background, so my market is very saturated.
Yeah.
So I always have to do things extra care, take more, study more every time.
Renovations.
Yes. And with the dating app, how are you keeping up with the Dubai scene? Because people are flooding in, and as you said, yes, it's a catastrophe, because kind of, I'm saying it from my own experience, sometimes I go out and I'm like, I don't know what I want. I meet a person, I'm like, I thought this was the one. And then I was like, no, it's too far from what I'm actually looking for. So it's just, so how are you guys sustaining? How are you, maybe now you're using the AI in order to make my life easier with finding the right person? Because now it's very hard to do it the traditional way. Because like with us, like I manage
the gym. It's almost disappeared.
Yeah, because like, almost. Let's say with me, I'm at the gym 16 hours a day. Yes, sometimes I meet women that I see are very attractive, and I see like
no time to socialize.
No, I can't socialize. I have barriers with my job, you know, because I can't go to a client and tell her, you look good, can I maybe have your number and take you out for dinner, because I'm the manager or I'm the personal trainer.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to figure out, because these guys found a solution to a problem. So how are you keeping up? And because it's a business at the end of the day and has to keep running.
Sure. You want to start with this and I'll jump into
Sure. For me, it's just three main things, I'd say. One, I spend my weekends doing research. I am always active, going to meetings. I don't think I'm 24 now. I don't think by any means I spend my weekends like a normal 24-year-old.
I'm sure it's 7 days, so.
Yeah. So that's one thing. Second thing is I read a lot and I look into a lot of AI. So I watch a lot of videos. I go to a lot of events.
Mm-hmm.
I learn a lot from those, which then I implement straight into my business, and I'm very quick with it. But I like to think I'm quick with it anyway. And the third thing is people. The people I have working with me are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's taken me time to find the right team. And they're amazing. They truly, I learn a lot from them, which I love.
All right, so from my perspective, look, building a company is never easy. Like, as much as social media makes you believe the whole startup life is private jets and popping balls, like, no, it's not.
Exactly. More than half of the startups are failing. So, of course,
A lot more. You just see basically what people want you to see on social, which
it's
is not.
It's their fault.
It's their fault. It's their fault. So, in any market, actually, building a business is not easy, because you have to have, like Nick was saying, you have to have grit, perseverance, never give up. You have to have faith. You have to have hope and all that stuff, because you're going to face so many challenges along the way. In my case, I found a niche of a niche. Mm-hmm. So for nobody wants to tap into that because already everyone gave up on the whole dating landscape. Yeah. Like, to be very honest, everyone gave up on it. Yeah, because I've spoke to so many people. A lot of my friends are single. They're facing the same problem you are facing. Is that
they'll be like, I'd rather stay single.
Exactly. There's always that. But my answer to all of this is it's not that difficult. Simple. We are overcomplicating it. I was having this conversation with my girlfriend. I was like, it should be a lot easier. Women do not ask for much. They want minimum thing. Respect and confidence. Just approach and say, hi, how are you? But right now we're so in our own heads as men, we're no longer taking lead, no longer taking charge. Like, it's easier for us to avoid having a conversation, getting outside our comfort zone than it became very difficult. Like, we'd rather sit and not do anything because we always assume the worst. So this is why when I'm building Spark, and after doing a lot of research, is I'm just building a platform where the man will be confident enough to make a move, not just swipe left and right, which doesn't mean anything. Like, she accepted to go on a date with you and the chat starts. So come on, I'm kind of like spoon feeding you. Come on, close, go meet her. Like, this is why my premise is get you on a date quickly, because I don't want anyone to waste any time. Why am I doing this? Because it's needed. Do dating apps deserve to see the light of that? I think they did. But the whole Tinder, Bumble thing, they kind of ruined it for everybody because it became literally a circus. Because you don't know what you're going to get. Mm-hmm. It's literally you're shooting in the dark. Whatever comes, comes. And what really bothers me amongst all of this is now women are settling for anything. They're just telling, they want companionship. Everybody wants companionship. So now, right now, again, I can go deeper into this, but I just call it emotional intelligence. Men don't have emotional intelligence anymore, unfortunately. They don't understand what the girl is thinking. They disrespect her, all that. And they expect the girl to run after them. It doesn't work that way. Like, women deserve respect.
Sure. Yeah, women deserve
Thank
everything.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No, but women deserve, okay. Women deserve, okay. I always say this to all my friends, especially guys. The girl, the woman, is working a 9-to-5 job. She's obviously supporting a family, etc. Yeah. When you're asking her out on a date, she expects at least to be treated like a lady. Yes. Treat her like a lady.
Yeah.
Like, don't treat her like, because she's tired. I don't know. You have a mom at the end of the day. Imagine, would your mom accept you treating the girl? I have a little sister.
Yeah.
I would never, ever, ever.
Like, she's the only girl in the world. I mean, the very basic
chivalry, like, open the car door for example when the bill comes. This is still a debate that everyone
being kind is one of the things that actually all the women waits.
They want kindness. And just
kind. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Right now, small things, as you said, like holding the door, kind of stuff.
They don't expect that. That's the thing. Us men, I'm talking in general right now, we think that women want the Brad Pitts of the world or the billionaires of the world, which is not true. They just want a decent gentleman. That's it. It ends there.
And consistency.
Obviously, there's on top of this part of being a gentleman, consistency. Don't disrespect her. If you are not interested in this person, you tell her, listen, I'm sorry, in a nice, polite manner. You don't ghost. You're not all these dating apps. You can ghost somebody. That means just ignore them, which is not fair because everyone has feelings. I have very good emotional intelligence and I understand these things. This is why when I'm building Spark, I'm taking all this into account. Yeah. So, yeah.
But at this point, like, how AI helps on this process and in which way? And another question is, like, what is the main difference of an AI startup different from a regular startup?
Is it difficult?
Yeah.
So the first part, how AI, look, AI is doing a lot of things. So right, AI is more than ChatGPT. AI is different language models that understand each other. It's like a brain. And right now we're training a brain. So how am I using AI in that? Because unfortunately, right now, people don't know how to make a move.
Hmm.
Right, dating app, they stop of, hi, how are you, good, and you, my job is terrible, and it's just a boring conversation.
Yeah, the basic stuff, right?
It's very basic. So AI is here to help you, for example, to plan a date based on what this other person likes. Hmm. So it's literally like, it's like when you go on Deliveroo, you can see all these restaurant options. Okay. You want to do the same thing. So this girl is vegan and likes to work out. So this place is healthy, so the system will suggest this place. Go to this place. And her calendar is there. You can pick a date and time, and then you
it's
can check.
It's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. It's actually It's very nice.
It's much more than that. So right now, I'm just telling you the very basics.
I mean, it helps you to discover like the maybe like hobbies, like a little bit of lifestyle of the person and everything. Yeah.
So the AI is your companion. So I'm using AI for good because right now, unfortunately, we are us men, and I'm going to say both. I'm not going to only say this to the men. It's we don't know how to close. Like on dating apps, we meet, we talk, and the conversation dies down.
Yeah.
You work 16 hours a day, probably get 20 messages coming in, and the person who messaged you first, you're never going to see again because there's 19 others that message you on top of that. And there's nothing that has been locked in, and this is where the ghosting comes in, etc. So 92% of people that speak on dating apps don't end up going on dates. Those are 2024 statistics.
Yeah, because even if you think about it, when you get the 16 messages, how many dates are you going to go on?
Besides that, what conversation can you sustain?
Yeah.
So this is why, for me, there's before conversation, book that you're meeting each other in the next 4 days. You're seeing each other, and that's so you can have a hi, hello, how's it going type of situation. But go meet face to face, because I believe the spark happens face to face. You can be the best version of yourself via messages. You're the Casanova of men. But in real life, you're the most introverted person. You can have no conversation.
Like, now they have AI programs that can text back.
I know. This
text you.
Yeah.
No, this is too much.
So terrifying, right? No, because also my wife is involved with AI and everything, digital transformation. So, you know, so that's why I'm also seeing her, how the big companies are using AI in the work and everything. So that's why it's something that I'm really curious about to hear how you use AI. And like more you explain now, it's really nice.
AI is talking to me, you know, it's an AI, but right now this AI is helping you to have an emotional connection with the other person. It's not doing
the
work
for
you.
That's the best part of it, actually. Yeah.
It's not doing the work for you.
Yeah.
It's kind of like your co-pilot.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll give you an example. Like Anna, I used to love flying planes, for example, and you guys know how planes function. There's autopilot. And in case there's some of the emergency happen, the emergency tells you what to do. It tells you like you have to do A, B, C, D to fix this emergency. I'm literally doing that.
Mm-hmm.
This girl is doing this. So this is what you do. A, B, C, D to close and go and meet her face to face. That's it. And it ends there. My goal is to bring you from online to offline quickly. That's it. It's simple.
Yes. Perfect.
Thank you.
Because the singles market is too, the gap is too big. You know?
Yeah.
Like you see a lot of people, my friends, people at the gym and stuff.
Okay.
Men are, a lot of men are single. A lot of women are single. And when you talk to these people and they're like, I don't want to.
Because they've been through a lot. You know, my target market is right now 21 to 25 and then 37 and above. Between 25 and 37, because they are so traumatized of the whole dating landscape.
Yeah.
And they don't want to go on dates anymore. So right now I have to convince them that no, listen, we're doing intentional dating. Try it out. But deep down, everybody wants to meet. As much as I want to believe that everybody wants to remain single, I don't believe that because people want companionship. There's like they are fed up. I agree. But they did like, did they lose hope? No. I want for people to find that significant other one way or another. So right now, for example, and since I launched it 5 months ago, we concluded 3 marriages in 5 months.
Really?
Yeah, 3 people got married and 1 pregnancy.
Oh,
yeah. So my point is...
You should be there as a best man.
I was?
Yeah.
Not a best man, but I was a wife.
As a reason, you know?
So my point is, it's a very simple formula. Put 2 people in front of each other. That's it. Because right now it's not happening. You meet people at... the worst place in the world. Sorry, I'm putting that in. Zero gravity, for example, is literally the most disgusting place in the world. So there, men don't know how to approach the girls. And it's already a negative connotation. When's the last time, let's be real here, you're at a coffee shop and you approach the girl and say, hey, listen, I think you're good looking and I like your vibe or whatever. Can I buy you a cup of coffee?
I never had it, I think.
It does not happen anymore because you always assume the girl was not interested.
Yeah.
She's married. She's not single. What you give yourself?
She might cause a scene.
Or she might cause a scene. But no, I tried it, and they just say thank you, and it's a nice conversation start. Go meet somebody. It's not that it should not be that difficult. That's all.
But at that point, a question for all. At do you think that this is not happening anymore, or like it's happening like maybe like 100 times less than before, just because there is also internet, because it's easier for people to text someone online.
Yeah,
because you know you don't need the courage to go to face to face and everything. Because
it's easy for you to be on the couch and open Instagram, slide into a girl's DM. You can message 1,000 girls, maybe 10 of them will reply back. Yeah. Or you go on Tinder, you swipe 1,000 times right, maybe 5 will say yes, it's easier. Mm. But you're just at home not doing anything. Mm. You're in your comfort zone. That's what I was saying at the beginning. You're in your comfort zone. So if you're at the gym, for example, you see someone that's good looking, you'll think 10 times, should I not? All I'm saying is shoot your shot. She says no, she says no. She says, yeah, it's great. You got something out of it. But right now, no one's taking risks. Everyone, even for example, he's a perfect example. He just graduated. He took a risk and he built a company. He didn't know anything about doing. No offense. I'm just
no. It's cool, man.
You know, I think about, he took a risk. Right now, no one's taking a risk. Everyone is so comfortable in what they're doing. They're not willing to step out of it. People like Link, who's 24 years old, they're pretty rare. They don't happen every single day. So this is why right now I'm trying to push men to be freaking men and make the move and take a risk in your life, because you don't know what's outside your comfort zone. And I couldn't find women as well need to be as well. I'm not going to say take a risk because I want women to be women. They need to be treated right. But
you need to have more faith.
Mm. Sure, you want to say more faith.
Honestly, because I've seen a few examples where I've met girls and it's not about they're traumatized. They're just in their zone and they're like, I don't want you to enter my space. So I'm a bit traditional,
sure,
old school, in a way that I wake up, I'm going to tell you good morning. How's your day going? What are you up to? Good night.
Yes.
A lot of the girls that I've met consider this now as invading their space. This is how we give attention. So this is why I'm trying to figure out what's happening.
I have an answer to that, actually. I challenged girls on that. They put a face, it's like a defense mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
Because out there is so messed up. If they're always smiling and welcoming, they're going to get literally attacked. So they put a defense mechanism, like a shield. And it's up to you to be a gentleman. And then slowly they start removing the shield. Like, okay, I'm liking this guy. But right now, I've seen it. They put like a shield, but they have the biggest hearts in the world. But because they've been hurt.
I know, but at one point, you're like, okay, one time, two, three. And then you're going to lose interest. This is what's, you know, like, this is what I feel is the gap.
With the same person or like in general?
No, the same person. You know, like, you meet this person.
If you say three times, khalas, and you're done. Move on.
Ciao. Yeah. Like, even though you come out as, you open the door, you pay the bill, you go out, you say, I'm going to lead the relationship, not in a bad way.
Yeah.
I will give you the space, but at the same time, how are you going to meet someone and just, they tell you, yeah, we'll meet once every 2 weeks or once every week.
No.
And then, you know, so, but this person actually went out with you once and the second time. It means they were initially interested, but then what happens after? This is what I'm trying to figure out, like, what's going on.
So this is why, again, it's subjective to every single woman you meet. So they always expect someone to lead, except, but then you have to have a good emotional intelligence. Mm-hmm. You say, the vibe is not right. If you felt the minimum, like, I say a red flag, or you don't feel like the vibe was right, slowly it's going to die down. But you always have to follow up, plan a second date, a third date, build this bond between you and her. And trust me, she'll go. But if she doesn't feel it, either she doesn't know how to express it, so she basically ghosts you and basically make you know that she's not interested. Or I don't see it as try harder, buddy. I don't see it like that. Like, if a girl, I say this to all my friends, if a guy likes you, he likes you. If a girl likes you, you will know.
Yeah, 100%.
You will know. But if she's like being like flaky and stuff, if I were you, move on.
Yeah, it's the rule of three tries.
Sure, three tries. But it's literally, again, you need to know this. Yeah. It's, have you guys seen the movie He's Just Not That Into You?
Yeah.
Same exact comment from both sides. I always tell my friends who are girls, like, if the guy likes you, trust me, he'll do everything he possibly can to meet. No, he will not ghost you and stuff like that. No, that doesn't happen. But some guys, they don't know how to say, I'm sorry, I'm not interested. Girls, same thing. So if you, after the third time, you're not feeling it, even the second time, if you're not feeling it, second time, maybe she's having a bad day. Third time, like, hold on, same. Live your life. I would say, live your life, and she'll come back. That's it. It's
Jimmy,
not that difficult. Sorry.
The people love this episode, I believe. And I heard before from my friends that the other older apps, they were talking like, oh, for the good and long relationship, they are not good anymore. For classy people, no, you cannot find in those apps. So I think your app will be the one to find the right people.
Yeah.
Good relationship.
I mean, I always labeled it as intentional dating. You're not there to be someone who just wants to, you know, be the
it's not casual dating.
I want to say like it's serious dating. It's like casual, but be respectful. This is why everything is kind of like monitored. And also there's something called date feedback. So if you get flagged 3 times that you're...
also there's a rating for the person.
Of course, I need that for my algorithm. So if this person was reported 3 times that he misbehaved or he's insulting or whatever, I remove. Because I need the... this is why I'm trying to build a nice community for the people, by the people. Because I'm giving you this person. Tell me this person is good or bad. Vice, girls and guys. So, and then the system understands, okay, this person's getting a bad rating, for example. We audit, make sure like, okay.
Yeah, bad. That's good.
If someone is married or whatever, I don't want cheaters on this thing. Mm-hmm. I don't want any of that. I just want 2 people that potentially might be a good match to at least have a shot. If it doesn't work out, it's okay. Move on to the next one. I don't want people to lose hope because today people are losing hope.
Singles will love your app.
Yeah, definitely.
Would you like to give your app's
definitely
name?
Yeah, Spark with two...
Spark.
2Ks, yeah.
With 2Ks.
So I launched like 5 months ago. So I have a great team.
Still baby.
It's still a baby, but it's a long road ahead because it's very different. Like, and we have I have an amazing team that took me a long time to build. And we're launching a new version in the next couple of weeks. So it's an interesting journey. So back to your question about startups. Startups is not a fun journey. It's a lot of stress. It's a lot of work, especially when I tap into something called dating. It's even worse.
Okay. Yes, definitely. I will pass to Nick.
Go.
You are right.
straight on it, man. Love to see it. Love to see it.
Before passing to Nick, I just wanted to say I couldn't stop myself. You guys all know about Tinder Swindler, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nick, tell us more about your company, please.
Yeah, sure.
How can you help us? You know, I have a business.
Yes.
We talked about it with you. And you told me some important points to make it better.
Yeah.
Can you give more example?
Yeah, sure. I mean, just so I'm right. So obviously you've got your business.
When someone has a website.
Yes.
An e-commerce.
Yeah.
For their business. What are the most important points?
Yeah.
That should be in their website or that could be worked on?
I mean, it all depends on essentially what they're doing. If you're talking from an e-commerce perspective, then WhatsApp is becoming increasingly popular.
WhatsApp?
Yeah, especially in Dubai. So having a WhatsApp pop-up on the side, I'm sure you're seeing more and more businesses now. I know you mentioned you have a gym. You have a gym, right? Or
I manage a gym here in downtown.
Okay, nice. So I'm pretty sure...
I'm on the app. Just, just to give you feedback of how easy it is to
actually... Yeah, you shouldn't lose time.
No way. He's here?
Yeah.
Wait for a new version. There's a new onboarding process, but you can go sign up and see what happens.
Sorry, Nick.
No, it's fine. It's fine. But yeah, WhatsApp has become increasingly popular. So having that feature involved, there's a lot of AI integration going in with that as well. So a lot of retargeting, promoting that we're getting into now as well.
I would like to, sorry for interrupting, but about WhatsApp, I would like to ask something.
Yeah.
Of course, having a WhatsApp on website is important. But besides that, what do you think about answering that WhatsApp? I mean, when clients write to you, do you recommend using an AI answering system or...
No, so that...
Real person.
Real person. I definitely say real person. It's a more, you know... tailored response.
Exactly.
Yeah.
100% sure I believe in it.
Yeah.
You know, as per my experience, for example, let's imagine yourself, okay? You have some issue with any kind of business that you did. You just bought a flight ticket, let's say, okay? You go on WhatsApp, like, please press one, please press one. Then this template answers. At some point, if they are not satisfying you, okay, your problem, then they start to drive you mad, you know, and then you say, okay, alas, okay, no more WhatsApp. And then you try to give a call back to reach a normal person. And just because of your experience of like 10 minutes ago, you already start to this conversation with this real person as an angry man. So starting from the beginning, I definitely agree that as a contact to have a normal person is 100% it's better.
It ruins it completely. And of course, as you mentioned, e-commerce websites, I'd say SEO is very important. Ranking on Google.
Yes, please tell us, being on the first page.
Yeah.
Is it important and what should be done?
I think it's
we should
very important.
Come to you, right?
Yeah, I think it's very important. As I mentioned earlier, humans are getting lazier by the day. You know, I know Jimmy, you touched on it as well with dating.
Mm-hmm.
People want to stay in their comfort zones. No one's looking above page one nowadays. Well, the percentage of people going on page two, three, etc., is very low and it's getting lower. And that's just a fact. So we're helping businesses essentially rank either by SEO, so organically, and by PPC, so Google Ads, Meta Ads, and yeah, doing it to the best of our ability to help these businesses, whether they're small or big, to get there, which is great.
Is there any different specific area that you support people with digital marketing?
Yeah, I'd say it's all. I'd say it's all four. So all four sectors I mentioned before. We deep dive into each. We have experts in every single field in our team, which is amazing. So we're all in one agency. You get a lot of agencies that mainly do just one thing or here, there. So I know a lot of clients come to me saying, I'm working with one guy for this, another guy for this, another guy for this. And they get fed up because they're paying different people. On top of that, they don't want the hassle of speaking to about 5-6 different people. They haven't got the time for it. They're founders, people like, you know, yourselves. You haven't got the time. Time is a very valuable thing. So people come to me because they want a all-in-one, one point of contact, in-house team. And yeah, we get the job done.
Yes.
One thing I would like to ask you and then we can read.
Sure.
I'm hearing a lot about, I'm a personal trainer. You know, sometimes I want to put my programs online. I don't have a platform for like online training, but then everyone goes personal brand, personal brand, personal brand. What if I don't want to be the face of the brand? You get my point? I understand with my work, it has to be because people need to trust me and then do the other stuff.
Yeah. I hear it
like,
as well.
You just hear personal branding is so important. And then if you don't do personal branding, you're going to mess up. But like with his app, where's the personal branding? You get my point. I'm just trying to figure out with different businesses, how do you approach? And like, for example, let's take an example about fitness. How important is it to have your personal brand and then launch your brand that everyone can come in? Because maybe one day I'm going to hire people that work under my brand.
Yeah.
I don't want to just be the face of the brand.
Yeah, I know, Jimmy, you're stretching for this, for
no,
this question.
No, I just want to chime because he mentioned about sport and personal branding. So, sorry, I'm just cutting.
No, it's fine. No.
So in my case, because like I said, dating is very niche, but me, because I have history, because I was with someone who's really famous and I don't use social media, but they social media because of her showed me how well I treated her and how of a gentleman I was. And then since then, I've been preaching that I want to solve dating.
Okay.
So I've been preaching, goes check all my social media is me speaking about, I'm going to solve dating. This is the problem, etc. So people then start trusting, like, okay, you know what? This guy knows what he's talking about. He knows there's a problem out there. Let's give it a shot, you know? So I believe, especially in my case, personal branding is important. I don't want to be the face of the brand, don't get me wrong. But at least in the early stages, people need to trust somebody. For example, if I asked you right now, who's the CEO of Tinder? You don't know.
Yeah.
Who's the CEO of the Match Group? You don't know. So by now, in the very, very early stages, to get lift off, people need to have a connection with a human rather than, oh, shit. Oh, damn, it's another company. No.
Find someone to trust.
Exactly.
Exactly. Like, you know, humanize it a bit. Because at the end of the day, everything becomes a brand. Like everything is a brand. But when there's a human behind it who really is fighting for something, as other humans, like, you know what? I want to talk to this guy. Yeah, why not? Let's give it a shot. So this is why I believe personal branding is super important.
Yeah, it makes sense. This is how it starts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'd say it's important, 100%. But also a lot of people I see doing personal branding. And don't get me wrong, I'm not my own personal brand. It's getting there slowly, but be authentic. One thing I've seen is the, you know, people not being authentic and it doesn't work. It only goes to a certain way. And it doesn't, I would say, well, I don't know, you guys may disagree. It doesn't really matter on the followers you get, the likes, this, that, but who is actually coming to you? Who are you actually targeting? You know, so yeah, it does matter, but showing your day-to-day life, you know, showing the struggles as well as the wins, it definitely helps.
Agreed.
100%. So yeah.
Agreed.
Yes. Now, for the second episode also, I didn't understand how the time...
Yeah,
it's almost an hour, yeah. You know?
Yes. Huge thanks to Nick and Jimmy.
No problem.
Thank you.
For joining us today.
Appreciate it.
And episode 2 is come to an end for
and,
today.
Wish you best of luck, guys.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, best of luck. See you next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.